Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Second day of Pledge Drive. I'll be talking with you about that a little bit later with Mary Graham. In the meantime, though, as we do every hour of every day of Pledge Drive, let us begin in prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I got another email this morning, Cyrus, from a lady who says, can you please tell Patrick, how can I email him? And I wrote her back and I said, you just did. You sent me an email. It comes right to me. And if you're interested in sending me an email, not you, Cyrus, I get emails from you all the time.
And you read every single one of them?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yours especially, because you often have.
Sometimes you even respond to my emails.
If you want to email me, just go to the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick, click connect and click on email and presto, you will email me.
We get so many emails. I have one right here that this just came in. It yesterday. Okay. This is from Maria and she's living in Minnesota.
Okay.
And she says, hi, Patrick. First of all, I have to tell you that I absolutely love listening to you and Cyrus. But thank you, Maria.
That's nice.
That is nice. You both make me laugh. The duct tape, you two, the duct tape bit always makes me laugh. And I want to let you know that I really enjoy listening to you both. Also, your show has just been such a blessing in my life, so thank you. And she has
That's
a question.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really okay. Cool. So my question, I have started to burn a Blessed Sanctuary red candle in my house. I'm wondering how to dispose of the blessed glass and plastic inserts once they are burned. I know we shouldn't throw away any recycled recycle blessed objects. So I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety about how to dispose of these used candles in a respectful manner.
Okay. Well, there's no need to be anxious. The common custom in the Catholic Church is you either burn or bury something like that. If there's no way to repurpose it, you know, maybe your local parish would have a use for it. They might be able to use it. So you might ask Father McGillicuddy first to see if he has some use for it. He might. And if there's no other way to do it, and this is presuming,
of course,
that it's
blessed. Sorry to interrupt, Patrick. It's Tuesday, so it's Father Miguel.
Oh, Miguel Cuddy.
There you go.
That's true. Because of Taco Tuesday. I get it. So I would try to repurpose it first. In the meantime, if that doesn't work, the typical custom is you burn it if it's paper, if it's flammable, or you could bury it. So thanks for the email. Let's go to Chris in Orland Park, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Patrick. I wanted to ask your opinion about, we get a visiting priest in our parish every so often, and me and my wife receive communion on the tongue, and since COVID, he makes us wait till the end of, till everyone else has received communion before he'll give us communion on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
One of us is of the opinion that we shouldn't go to him anymore, and the other one is of the opinion that we should go to him every single time we see him.
What would be the compelling reason to single him out? Why not just go to communion to whichever priest is up at the front handing out communion?
It's usually just one priest, and then the rest, there might be a deacon, and then it'd be extraordinary ministers.
Right. Well, I mean, this harkens back to the bad old days of COVID, and I remember not fondly some of the just, you know, unnecessary exaggerations that were taking place, face masks, tongs, even in some cases, just a big exaggerated hoopla about distributing Holy Communion. And I remember this being one of the things where, you know, we don't want to give you Holy Communion on the tongue. And I think really, honestly, what was really going on was it was a pretext for those who did not want to give people Holy Communion on the tongue. They just don't like that. They frown on it. They think it's retrograde. It's pre-Vatican II, whatever. It's not. And so this was a handy way to force people to not receive Holy Communion on the tongue, for those who wanted to do so. And most people don't, quite frankly. So this reminds me of the bad old days when some people would do that. And they would do it maybe ostensibly for the sake of germs, etc. But I think in reality, at least for some, it was a matter of, I'm going to put these people in their place. I'm going to make it so difficult and so onerous for these people to receive communion on the tongue that they're just going to buckle. Or maybe they'll just leave. So I would say, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to experience a little bit of martyrdom and, you know, just a little bit of a pinch for the sake of trying to do what for you at least is more reverent, not everybody looks at it that way, then, you know, maybe put up with it, the little bit of humiliation that goes along with it. Maybe other people will see that and say, oh, I want to do that too. And maybe the line to receive Holy Communion on the tongue will be longer over time. We'll see. The other thing is, if you take the view of, well, life's too short, I don't need the wear and tear, just go to a different priest. It doesn't need to be complicated. And I'm not saying that you yourself are overcomplicating it, but I wouldn't really waste any emotional energy on this personally. It's not going to benefit you, I don't think. So that's my take on it, off the cuff anyway, Chris. What are your thoughts?
All right. Thank you. That works.
Okay. Especially. I don't know which of you I disagreed with. I'm glad you kept it secret. So one of you had one view, the other had the other. To me, it's six of one, half dozen of the other. I receive Holy Communion on the tongue. And if it's a situation where somebody's going to try to make that as difficult as possible, I'll just, you know, move on to a different church. But I don't really have to do that because, thankfully, our parish, that's how the priests distribute communion. You're actually kneeling at a communion rail receiving Holy Communion on the tongue. It's beautiful. But it's rare, relatively speaking, in American 21st century Catholicism. Thank you, Chris. 888-914-9149. That happens to be the number to call if you want to be on the air. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Beverly in Las Vegas. Hello, Beverly.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my
happens
call.
Happens all the show. Time. That's okay, Beverly. Welcome.
I love your show. I tried to call yesterday. I spoke to someone who suggested I call you.
Sure. Well, tell me what's on your mind.
Going on. Yeah, I have a weird situation. I think I have a UFO in the house, something flying around, and I thought that was the only thing here, but it's in the walls. I can tell it's there. Been going on for months. It changes shape. It's like an energy. I don't know anything about matter. Someone suggested maybe it's matter. I don't know what that is really, and I don't know what to do, Patrick. I can't take this much more.
I can't blame you.
I mean,
have you called in? First of all, let's just go down to the practical. Have you called an exterminator?
Yeah.
It could be a bird. It could be mice chewing on stuff in the walls. That happens. That's pretty common. You can hear them moving. So, I mean, have you called an exterminator to at least check that out?
It's not that type of thing. It's this thing, this object sits on my head and follows me everywhere I go. And I shake my head. You can't see it. I've tried to take pictures of it. I see it. I see it.
Does anyone else see it?
No, I live by myself. My kids aren't here when it's out. I see the outlines in the wall. Like this thing, I know you don't believe me.
I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just trying to look
to see if there's
a...
No,
yeah, I'm sorry. All I was saying is I'm just looking to see if there might be some natural explanation for it that you could eliminate. But if that's not the case, have you had your parish priest come to your home and bless it with holy water?
Yes. Well, he's not free until the end of the month.
I see.
And this has been going on for months. I use holy water. I use frankincense. I say the chaplet every night and the rosary.
That's good. That's all good. And if I were you, that's what I would do too. If it's intolerable, Beverly, in the meantime, before the parish priest can come bless your home, then maybe you could stay with a relative. Maybe you could, you know, I don't know what arrangements you could make, but if it's just unlivable, personally, I would look for some other arrangement in the meantime. Now, if the priest comes and blesses the home and the problem persists, well, you could check in with the diocese, because the diocese has or should have a delegated exorcist, a priest who has that ministry delegated to him by the bishop, and maybe take it up with him and see if there's something more that he could do. Those are my thoughts, Beverly. I wish you well, and I hope and pray that this phenomenon, whatever it is, goes away ASAP, as we say. Thank you, Beverly. We're going to take a quick time out. First up, though, a message from Father Rocky on today, our second day of Pledge Drive.
Hi, Father Rocky here, asking you to give hope. Our spring Pledge Drive is underway, and we have matching funds this hour, so your gift gets doubled. Please help us with our operating costs by making a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. We've got a special gift for you if you can give at the $50 a month level. It's a Real Presence arched diptych. Beautiful image of our Lord on one side with his words from the Last Supper, and an image of a stunning chalice in the Holy Eucharist on the other side. It would look beautiful on an end table or a nightstand or on your mantle. We'll send you the Real Presence arched diptych for a gift of $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio, and it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar for dollar match this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
Great information is heard each and every day here on Relevant Radio, and that happens with your help and your support, like the phone calls we've already had this morning. Where else can you turn to get such great information and have direct contact to somebody with knowledge like Patrick Madrid? It's amazing. It's an incredible blessing. Let's keep it happening, as Father Rocky talked. You're welcome, Patrick. As Father Rocky talked about, that diptych, it is gorgeous. But you know what else is very, very nice this Pledge Drive? Is the Our Lady of Guadalupe framed print. Beautiful. And that's yours when you make a gift of $1,200 or more. You can see an image of this Our Lady of Guadalupe print at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. We do have, it looks like, an anonymous donor in San Ramon, California, made a $1,200 gift. So did one in Costa Mesa, California. Thank you for your help and your support in giving hope to your local community.
Indeed. So today being the second day of Pledge Drive, Mary. Hello, Mary. Always great to work with you. I want to emphasize how quickly these hours go by. So there are 45 minutes left this hour. And this, as you'll see, this hour goes by very quickly. We need to make the numbers as soon as possible. Early in the hour is better. So with the partnership challenge, it's important right now to maximize your giving level at any amount, no matter how small, no matter how large. And by the way, speaking of large, this would be the perfect time if you're prepared to make a donation of, say, $5,000, $10,000, or maybe more. All you have to do is go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. You'll be in and out quickly, safe and secure.
We need $3 million by the end of the week. We are on day two of this pledge drive, and we need your help. It's relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need to see at least 100 gifts coming in this hour, 100 people who will give hope to your local community. And I don't know if, Patrick, you saw the numbers, but Team Drew blew us out of the water yesterday. He set the bar high for the pledge drive. Look, come on, Team Patrick. Let's make this happen.
Drewzilla. He just everything in his path. It's amazing. And thank God we have Drew Mariani with us on a pledge drive. Were it not for him, I don't know what would happen. But you're right. I know what needs to happen, and that is you need to go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app and make your pledge. I want to say a thank you to Yoke in Katy, Texas, for her $12 gift online. New donor, thank you. Anonymous in Sacramento, thank you for your $150 gift as well. We sure appreciate it.
It is a partnership challenge hour. Your gift is matched 100% at relevantradio.com when you use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
I like tacos.
Uno, dos.
dos, tres, cuatro tacos. Don't forget the rice and beans on the plato. I like to eat, homie, yo no estoy flaco. Yeah, I'm chubby, pero I'm still guapo. Uno, dos, tres.
Patrick Madrid is on
Taco Tuesday.
Coast to coast on Relevant Radio.
Taco Tuesday's my favorite day. That's the reason why.
Right up front, Cyrus. I like this.
I'm just trying to eat. Another play. Another one.
We love Taco Tuesday here. 888-914-9149. You can call that number now. Get you on the air. It is Pledge Drive, but it's still a regular show. So call that number, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Damon now in Edinburgh, Texas. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. First-time caller, third-time Pledge Drive contributor after this call.
Wonderful. And welcome, and thank you.
Yes, great show. Yes, I had a question, Patrick, regarding excommunication and then reinstatement from excommunication.
Okay.
Particularly in the example of abortion.
Right. Are you wondering what the penalty is?
The penalty and how one would become reinstated. I'm thinking, you know, there's upwards of 70 million some abortions and in the U.S. over the last 50 years, and you know, it takes two to tango. So multiply that by two, and all the people who are involved in terms of the providers, et cetera, and sort of take a percentage of that of Catholics. And, you know, we're talking about millions of people.
This is true. So a quick outline, this is what the church's law prescribes, as I understand it. And the canon law, the code of canon law, rather, is available online in English. So if you just Googled it, you could find it and read for yourself the specific verbiage. But to kind of distill that, the sin of abortion can be forgiven in the confessional, but this also happens to be a canonical crime. So it's not just a sin, as bad as it is, it's also a canonical crime, and the punishment for the canonical crime is, or the penalty, if we want to use that term, is excommunication. Now, it's not a formal excommunication where the bishop reads a decree publicly or anything like that. By the act itself, in the case of a woman who intentionally does this. Now, it's different if she's a young girl, for example, and her parents are forcing her to do that. She's not committing a canonical crime. For that matter, she's not committing a sin. If she resists it, she doesn't want this to happen. But older people are forcing her to do this. So there are exceptions to this. But generally speaking, if a woman intentionally, willfully, knowingly procures an abortion, and this would extend also to, let's say, the father, whether he's the husband or boyfriend, what have you, if he facilitates it, let's say he says, well, I'll pay for it, I'll drive you to the clinic, I'll wait in the waiting room for you while we do this, he too would have the same penalty. The same would be true for an abortion doctor or an abortion nurse or people who materially participate in the procurement of an abortion. What happens is this auto excommunication, and I think the term that the canon lawyers would use is laetae sententiae, meaning that we would translate it in English as it automatically happens. So in any case, when the woman goes to confession, the priest can grant her absolution. He can forgive her of her sins, but he also, this is nearly universal as far as I can tell, he also has been granted or delegated the authority by the bishop to lift the excommunication. So that's part of the confessional experience, or almost always is, when a woman comes to confession, or a man for that matter. So in short form, that's what happens. You've got the sin itself, you've got the delict or the crime, and the penalty of excommunication is lifted. Does that get you the information you need?
So it's fantastic that through confession, someone can, you know, be regenerated and be brought back to Christ and receive that grace of the sacrament. That's fantastic. As far as the lifting of the excommunication part, is that done in some separate prayer that the priest says? Is there anything that the priest does in the confessional to make the person sure that the excommunication is lifted, or is it automatic by way of confession?
Well, I'm not exactly sure of that answer because I've never been in this situation, so I've never heard what a priest would say. And my assumption is that when the priest is, you know, giving some encouragement to the woman and he absolves her from her sins, my assumption is that he might mention this as well. I don't know that it's necessary that he do so, but he might. And maybe for all I know, maybe this is a routine thing where he would say, and also the excommunication that's incurred by this is lifted officially, go in peace, something like that. I would need to check with a priest to find out what is typical. But that's a question I'm not sure exactly what the answer is.
Yeah, because let's say hypothetically that it is necessary for the priest to say something or do something aside from the regular words of absolution. Would this person be able to receive other sacraments, communion, or let's say marriage or holy orders?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's say that the woman went to confession, truly sorry, all the necessary requirements for a good, valid confession were met, and he absolves her from this sin, and at the same time, whether verbally or otherwise, he lifts the excommunication. Sure, she's not only free to receive the other sacraments, but she's encouraged to do so.
So should we be confident that that's what's happening every time somebody goes to confession, that confesses the sin of abortion, or taking part of it in any way, that automatically, through that sacrament, the excommunication is lifted and they can continue to receive sacraments?
Yes. Yeah, because the priests are well-trained. This is a common thing. So they're well-trained. And my understanding, just anecdotally talking to many bishops, probably many more priests, but even a few bishops, is that this is routinely delegated by the bishop to the priests of the diocese. And so they, in giving the priest faculties to hear confessions, which is required for the validity under normal circumstances, along with it gives the authority to lift the excommunication. So yes, to answer your question, I would have a moral assurance that this is always and everywhere the case. And if you had any questions, you just ask the priest, you know, because he'll know exactly what you're talking about. Now, before you go, Damon, you mentioned that you've been generous with Relevant Radio. Thank you for that. Anything about Relevant Radio, listening to it, and that prompts you to be generous in donating?
Absolutely. What we consume, it sort of becomes a part of us and has a profound effect on us and influence on us. And there's just so much noise and garbage in the world and the media, et cetera. And unfortunately, a lot of people, will listen to that and they'll be affected by it negatively. But with Relevant Radio, it's all beautiful. It's, you know, you're taking in an organic meal, you know, that's healthy and helpful. And
I like
and really
that analogy.
Life-giving.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I thank you for that. And I'm glad to know that you feel the same way, Damon. And we do really appreciate your generosity. Thank you. I hope the question about abortion is helpful to you, or the answer anyway. And as I said, the Code of Canon Law is available online for your inspection if you care to take a look at it. Thank you. Real quick before we take our break, had a I don't know how I would describe it, but Jason listening in Austin just sent me this note. He says, the lady who called into your show to tell you she has something living in her walls. She doesn't need holy water or an exorcism. She needs a psychiatric evaluation. You're doing her a disservice by not getting her medical help. Well, it's not my job to get her medical help, dude. And I do appreciate the email. Rather, I didn't feel it would be appropriate for me to suggest that she has a mental problem. On the air anyway. But you did it. Yay. Thank you. I'll be right back.
It is our spring pledge drive. We're looking for you to give hope to your local community, and we need your help to make that happen. Simply stop by our website, relevantradio.com, use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is a partnership challenge hour. That means your gift will be matched 100% during this next hour. And we are in need of 100 people who will join us halfway through the hour, Patrick. Only 9 people have made an effort to support this hour. Yes!
Oh my gosh, that's embarrassing. We can't have that. We have, what do we have? We have 32 minutes left this hour. That's all. We have a big mountain to climb. 91 people. You're right. Go ahead, Mary.
I was just saying that. But yeah, it can happen. It certainly can happen. We've seen the people, we've seen Team Patrick come to the rescue in the past and pull things through, and we're counting on you to do it again.
Indeed, we are. Yeah, and we only have now 31 minutes to do that. And keep in mind the beautiful gifts that we have available. It's our way to say thank you for your generosity. If you want to see them, including and maybe most especially this beautiful image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, you really need to see this. It is 11 inches wide by 13 inches tall. It is, it's got a glass pane. It is a beautiful, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It truly is beautiful. You need to see this. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in the frame is quite ornate and beautiful. You'll be proud to have this displayed in your home, maybe in your kitchen or wherever it is. But this is one way that we can say thank you to you when you make your pledge of $1,200 for the year, $100 a month. We're also looking for something as simple as a dollar a day, $365 a year. And we also, another way to say thank you, we have a digital download, a brand new talk that you will get immediately. This will come to you as soon as you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
So call now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. But if you want that digital download, you do need to make the gift either at relevantradio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet. It is called Our Lady, Our Hope. It's the four Marian dogmas explained. You will love it, and it's all yours free instantly in your inbox when you give any amount to relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. But if you can come in a big way with a $1,200 gift and get this gorgeous Our Lady of Guadalupe framed print, do it now. Your gift will be matched 100%. Relevantradio.com. Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Indeed, we do need hope. That's for sure. We all need hope, don't we? And if you're looking for some hope and encouragement, maybe a second opinion or some free advice, you've come to the right place. My number is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. The lady who called in a few minutes ago, she described how she sees a shape, or kind of a shapeless shape, floating around above her head and things like that, and nobody else sees it. So a gentleman just sent me an email a moment ago. He's listening, and this is Don, by the way, listening in Wisconsin, and he's referring to that call. He says, I'm not a doctor, but the caller concerned with floating objects may simply be describing floaters in her eyes. It never occurred to me. It makes a lot of sense, Don, because as you get older, you know, these things that kind of build up over time, the older you are, the more pronounced they are. You can see them, and they're just floaters that are in the fluid in your eye. And that could be it. I don't know. I mean, I have no way of evaluating it beyond what she told me. But that's an interesting possibility. Thank you for that, Don. I appreciate that. 888-914-9149. We'll go to Irene now in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Patrick, I'm calling because I had a small dog, 13. I had him for 13 years. It was a she. And she passed away, and I let my emotions take over. I know dogs don't go to heaven, but I have her cremated, and I have her ashes at my house. I want to know if that I did wrong, and if I should go to confession, and what should I do with her ashes?
Nothing. Whatever it is that makes you happy, feel free to do that. So no need for you to be troubled. There was no sin. You didn't do anything wrong. When you go to confession, this is not something to confess because it's not a sin. So you have freedom to grieve for the loss of your pet however you wish. And if it brings you comfort to have the ashes of the pet in your home, so be it. And the differences between animals and human beings, that human beings have rational souls. The soul is made for eternity. The body goes back to the ground. Eventually, the body and the soul will be reunited. but the soul goes to heaven, or at least goes into eternity, we can say that. So in that case, the church says that it's not the proper form of respect to show for a deceased human being, especially one who is the temple of the Holy Spirit by virtue of baptism, but not so with animals. So there is no moral quality one way or the other. It's the way that you're grieving, and it's entirely fine.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope that puts your mind at ease. I really do. 888-914-9149. An email came in from Mrs. Anonymous. She asked me to keep her anonymous, and she's listening in Minnesota. Or as Cyrus says, Minnesota. I say that too. Can't help it. She wants to know if her eating disorder is a sin. Happy Taco Tuesday, she begins, Patrick and Cyrus. I've been dealing with an eating disorder brought on by my pregnancy. My morning sickness progresses to the point where I become uncomfortable keeping food down, and I develop what the doctor has labeled a binge purge eating disorder. I had successfully gotten past this about a year ago. However, another pregnancy has brought the same condition back into my life. I have asked in the confessional whether this is a sin, or a mortal sin even, where I should not receive the Eucharist while I work on this. But to my frustration, I am usually told this is something I need to form my conscience to determine. I am at a loss because despite my Googling personal debate and counsel, I still cannot tell if I should be abstaining from receiving Jesus at Mass. Please help. All right, I'll do my very best. I don't see anything about this that would suggest to me that you're committing a sin, certainly not a mortal sin. And here's why. This is something, apparently, that is, as you say, it is brought on by your pregnancy. And so your body is experiencing its reaction to food different from how it normally would, and you can't control that. And so if you're binging and purging, I mean, I don't know how much nutrition you can get from that in the long haul. I don't know how that works, honestly. I know you have to, you know, keep some calories inside you. But if this is something that's brought on by a medical condition, and it is, and it's not something that you're choosing to do, it's not like you're saying, I don't have any reason to do this, but I'm going to binge and purge, you know, if there's an eating disorder. And even an eating disorder in itself, as such, independent of the pregnancy, that's a medical problem. So here again, I mean, it's beyond your control. It's not something that you're choosing to do because you know it's sinful and you're doing it anyway. It's not as though you're, it doesn't sound to me anyway, like you're practicing gluttony and then purging it all out so that you can go back and have more food. I mean, this is something you don't want, obviously. So no, I don't think anything about this suggests that there's a sin. Because think of it this way. In order for you to actually sin, you would have to have sufficient reflection and say, I know that this thing is wrong, and I have control, or at least sufficient control, and I'm going to do it anyway. That's where the essence of sin begins, because it's the willful decision to do something that you know in your heart that you shouldn't do. And this is, as I say, I don't want to belabor the point, but this is beyond your control, and you don't want this. And the best you can do is, you know, just do what you can do, I suppose. So I'm not sure why this wasn't more clear. If you went to confession, I mean, it seems rather clear to me what I just told you. So I'm hopeful. Obviously, I'm not a priest. I'm just a guy with a microphone. But I am a brother in Christ, so I want to offer you this relief if it's helpful to you. I really don't see anything about what you wrote that would suggest you're committing any kind of a sin for the reasons I just mentioned. So if I were you, if you've already brought this up in confession and it's not something you can control and you really wish it wasn't happening and you're just doing the best you can, you have this baby on the way, I would just say, Jesus, help me do the best I can, and he will. That's my take on that. I'm glad you took a moment to write to me. Thank you for that. 888-914-9149. How about Diana now in Montclair, New Jersey? Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hang on, I'm just going to take you off speakerphone.
That would be great.
So I have a question about today's gospel reading. And there's something that jumped out at me that I hoped you could shed a little clarity on. It's from the Gospel according to St. John, and Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father. And for some reason, the line, he has no power over me.
What verse are you in again? I want to make sure I'm tracking with you. Could you tell me the verse again, please?
Yeah, it's the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 27 through 31.
Okay, got it. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to be where you are. So you were about to ask a question about one of the words, is that right?
Yeah, basically Jesus is talking to the apostles, and he says, I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father. And for some reason, the line, he has no power over me, just kind of threw me a little bit. And I was hoping you could shed some clarity on it, because I thought that Jesus was obligated to, I'm assuming he's talking about God the Father.
No, he's talking about the devil. You're wrong, I'm afraid. He's talking about the devil.
Oh, the ruler of the world. Okay.
Right. Yeah, he's talking about the devil there. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go hence. So yeah, he's not referring to God the Father. Obviously, he wouldn't speak about God in that way.
Yeah, and that was just a little confusing. So thank you so much for clarifying that.
Oh, happy to do so. I know what you mean. Yeah, sometimes just misunderstanding one word can throw everything off. So I'm glad you called.
Thank you, and God bless you and Cyrus for all you do. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Diane. I appreciate it. 888-914-9149. We have a miracle moment I'd like you to listen to, and I'll be joined by Mary Graham in just a moment. We'll talk a little bit more about Pledge Drive, the second day of Pledge Drive. We have a big goal of $3 million to stay fully funded. But first, listen to how listening to Relevant Radio changes lives.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Did you ever imagine that we would go from 9 stations on that day to now 210 stations coast to coast?
Original morning air host, Jeff Cavins.
Well, no, I didn't. There was no way to do it. I think it's similar to asking the disciples, did you ever believe that you would feed 5,000 people with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? And they're like, no, I had no idea that was going to happen. But that's the beautiful thing about radio is that, you know, when people support Catholic Radio, they may give what seems to some people as a small gift, but that small gift in the hands of Jesus can do extraordinary things. And that's where you go from the natural to the supernatural. And God can do things to reach the world that we couldn't do on our own.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Make that call now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or better yet, you can make your gift online at relevantradio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet. 100 people is what we need during this hour to set our goal for this hour. And we are 15 minutes away. We still are in need of 64 people who will reach out and give hope to your local community.
We need you. We need you now. How about $1 a day? I think most people could say, yeah, I can handle $1 a day. When you call us at 877-291-0123 to make your pledge, be sure to let us know how we can pray for you. Maybe you have some prayer intentions that you need. We do pray for you, and we will do our very best to keep you in prayer in a particular way. And we ask you to keep us in prayer as well, because we have these bills that we have to pay every day. Wouldn't it be nice if we only had to pay our bills once a year?
That would be nice.
Be a really big check, that's for sure.
It would be a big bill, yes.
Yeah, it sure would. Sherry, I want to say thank you, Sherry, in West Valley City, Utah. Thank you for your recurring gift of $300, brand new donor. We sure appreciate that. Anonymous in Phoenix, you just rolled up with a $365 gift online, brand new donor. Welcome to the family and thank you. Anonymous in Mound, Minnesota, thank you for your $100 gift. And Benjamin in St. Louis, thank you for your $100 gift, brand new donor. Welcome aboard and thank you.
We want to say thank you to Mary in Phoenix for your $1,200 gift. That is the second gift during this pledge drive, and it's doubled. All of these gifts are doubled 100% here during this partnership challenge
100%.
Hour. 100%. That's right. Only 15 minutes left for this 100% matching hour. When it's gone, it's gone. When this hour's over, it's over. So take advantage of it now. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And Mary is getting this beautiful framed image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Absolutely gorgeous. You can see it at the website, relevantradio.com, or the app. And of course, if you're going to come in at the dollar a day, a lot of folks making that dollar a day commitment right now. We have a great book from you, from one of the great writers and authors and leaders of our time, Fulton Sheen, Bishop Fulton Sheen. It is The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God. And it's pretty neat because it puts into perspective how Mary's influence can change and how learning through her walk in life, it affects our walk in life today. Very timely. You want to get this book, a dollar a day at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Grande.
Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Oh, yeah. This is a keeper, Cyrus. I don't know why we didn't have this before.
I love it. Yeah. Weird Al is a national treasure.
All set. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the program. I look forward to hearing from you. And I think I would be okay to read an email that just came in. It's from Mrs. Anonymous, the lady that I offered my thoughts about her question about, you know, the eating disorder that's developed in the wake of her pregnancy. And I don't think I'll read the whole email. It's not very long, but it helped her. And she's feeling much more relief now than she did before. So I just want to say thank you, first of all, for writing to me in the first place. And thank you for being so kind to follow up with your very nice note. I was happy to read your email on the air, and I'm hopeful that that brought you some encouragement. Thank you. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149.
Hope and encouragement. That's what you do.
That's what we're all about.
Every day.
That's what we're all about. I have a note here from Teresa. I'm just scanning to see if she wants me to keep her anonymous, and she doesn't. Teresa's listening in Minneapolis, and she says, this is from your friend from Minneapolis. She says, I'm not offended about saying Minnesota. Just want to update you that the people who are paying attention now call it Murderopolis. The rest of the people, like the news, ignore it. We are now the sanctuary state for just about everything that is immoral. She says, evil here is here and rampant. Jesus, I trust in you. You guys are the best. I'm giving you that 3 hours a day. Well, thank you for that. Sure appreciate that, Teresa. You know, things turn around. Things may be really bad right now. And since I don't live in Minnesota, I don't know all the details. I know what I hear or see in the media. Some of it's pretty grim. But you, as a citizen of the state, you have more information about that. But I can imagine that things can get really bad in certain localities. I mean, I love my great home state of California, but I sure don't like what it's become in so many respects. So I have a lot of love for the state and the people, but I can still say, man, oh man, this is messed up. So I'm with you and I understand. But the nice thing is things have a way of sometimes getting better. Sometimes they get worse before they get better. Let's hope that that doesn't happen. But isn't it great, though, that Relevant Radio is on the air all across the great state of Minnesota? with all the bad stuff. I mean, it's like the Bible says, you know, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. So if sin is abounding in your great state, then let us thank God together for the gift of Relevant Radio being able to shine a light in a dark place. That's the way I look at it. So thank you. And thank you for listening 3 hours a day. That really, boy, that hits home. I sure appreciate that. 888-914-9149. The reason I'm giving you that number is I want to make sure you understand that if you want to be on the air, because this is a regular program, you can by calling that number, 888-914-9149. It's different from the pledge drive number. So if you want to be on the air, go for it. I have a note here from Deborah. She says, I understand, and she mentions a Protestant radio channel, I believe it is. I think it's a radio channel. It could, I suppose, be a television channel. I'm just not familiar with it. And she says, I understand it's a Protestant channel. As a Catholic, is it acceptable to watch its programs? Well, you know, it's kind of like this. I would say you are what you eat. And unless you have some reason to watch something like that, like maybe you're doing your master's thesis on a theological topic and you need information, and I mean, that would be a reasonable reason to look at it. Maybe there's some other reason that you need to gain some knowledge or something. But short of that, I mean, if it's just to absorb teaching that may or may not be correct, I kind of fall back on that you are what you eat maxim. So if you want to be even in a small way affected by it, then I personally don't think it would be helpful to you. So if you're asking for my opinion, should you watch or not watch it, I would say probably not watch it. I mean, why not fill your mind with things that you know are the gospel truth? I mean, if it's religious in nature that you were looking for, Relevant Radio, let's start there, 24/7. I would much prefer that you listen to my program and all the other programs on Relevant Radio than any other thing. So please, by the way, tell your friends about Relevant Radio. And here's a thought experiment you can conduct. Why don't you just go cold turkey and not watch that channel for a week and see how you feel and see if you've really missed anything. See if there's anything amiss in your life, and I bet you there won't be. If anything, you'll probably be that much stronger of a Catholic. So that's my suggestion. I have a message that came in from a gentleman named Jake. He's listening in Wisconsin. He wants to know if I received the taco rosary that he sent to me. And yes, Jake, I did receive it, and I do thank you for your kindness. It was the most remarkable taco-related thing I think I've ever received.
I know this is real because you sent me.
You showed it
to me. I was like, is this even allowed?
Yeah, it's real. So every bead on this, it was a rather large rosary. It is a rather large rosary. And every bead is a taco. I had never even heard of such a thing before. So that's news to me. But thank you. You're very kind, Jake. And I appreciate your thoughtfulness. So many taco-related gifts have come my way over the years. I guess it's my own fault, though, right? Because I talk about tacos, especially on Tuesdays. Thank you. I'm told that he had the company hand make it. Wow. That's very thoughtful. Thank you.
I got a head start. I had tacos for dinner last night, so I jumped Taco Tuesday. It was great. This is also great, too. We are making progress. I love this. We're going to do it. I know we're going to do it. 6 minutes left in this hour, and we still need 42 people. But what a jump we made. 42 people in the next 6 minutes. That's easily doable. If everybody who hears our voices right now goes to the website, relevantradio.com, use the app on your smartphone or tablet, make a gift, any amount. Dollar a day is a great way to come into this network and join the family. A dollar a day is double to $2 a day. If you make your gift online at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, you get the special download. It is a download by Monsignor Shea, Our Lady, Our Hope, the Four Marian Dogmas. You'll enjoy it, and it's absolutely free.
It is. You mentioned the dollar a day level, Mary. I think most people can see, yeah, I can handle a dollar a day. Whether it's a dollar a day or you want to make a big donation, we really could use some of the larger ones right now. We had a couple come in over $1,000 this past hour, which we're very grateful for. But if you are in a position maybe in the next 5 minutes, which is all we have this hour, maybe a $10,000 donation, maybe a $15,000 donation, now's the time. And you can do that quickly, easily, safe and secure at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
We want to say thank you to Wayne Wheeler. Wayne in Wheeler, Indiana. $1,000 doubled to $2,000. An anonymous donor in Sacramento made a special gift online of $600. That was doubled to $1,200. Your gift will be matched too. We have 5 minutes left in this partnership challenge hour. You can give hope when you visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you give us a call at 877-291-0123.
Yeah, it's that easy, and it really is quick. You'd be surprised when you go to relevantradio.com to make your pledge. You'll see, click on the premiums, a little button there, and you'll see the beautiful image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. That's at the $1,200 giving level. Also, don't forget that when you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com, we will send you that digital talk that Mary just mentioned by Monsignor Shea about Our Lady. It comes right to your email box, and you only get that when you make your pledge at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
I want to say thank you to David in Palm Desert, a dollar a day. And I want also to say thank you to Hortensia in Chula Vista, made a special gift of $100. I asked for 42 people. You were the first two who stepped up and said, yeah, I'll help out. I'll do this. Who's going to be the next two? Will it be you? Well, we'll only find out when you visit our website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you call 877-291-0123.
I love getting emails like this. This one came in from Jane, listening in California. She says, I went to confession last night. I have been postponing it, but thanks to you and my Relevant Radio family, I got courage, and by God's grace, I finally did it. Wow. Thanks be to God. That's beautiful, Jane. And we hear from people just like Jane all the time who, by listening to Relevant Radio, are rebuilding their lost faith. They're returning to the sacraments. They're getting their lives back in order again. And you can't put a price tag on that. But in order for us to continue helping people 24/7, just like Jane, we need your assistance, which is why we do Pledge Drive. So please take a moment right now to step forward and say, yes, I'm all in. I want to help.
We want to say thank you also to James here in Ripon, Wisconsin. Another one stepping in after making that request, making your special gift. We appreciate your help and your support. Oh, and here's a bunch came in. Andrew in Belgrade, Montana, thank you. Maximilian in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, thank you. Mary Lou in Norriston, Pennsylvania, thank you very much. And we have Samir in San Jose. Everybody stepping up and helping to make this a complete hour so we can hit our goal. We are down to only needing another 33 people will help out and reach out and respond and give hope at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123.
Yeah, 2 minutes to go before the hour is over. This is the second day of Pledge Drive, a $3 million need that we have. And at the rate we're going, we might make it to 100. We're closing in on it. There's about 30 people left to step forward, but we can do it. Go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app on your phone. If you don't have it, you can download it in moments or call us at 877-291-0123. But please do it now. We only have 1 minute to go.